Codename Hammer, The Invincibles Team 2, Book 4, written by Heather Slade and read for you by J. River Pierce and Stephanie Nemeth Parker.
1. Hammer. My phone vibrated with a text message. "Urgent I speak with you, ASAP," it read. A few minutes ago, when I saw Kellen Money McTiernan's name show up on my cell, shortly after my flight landed at Austin Bergstrom, I let it go to voicemail. What could he possibly need to talk to me about now? It hadn't been that long since we went our separate ways after traveling to D.C. from London. We'd both been there for our mutual friends, Saint and Harper's, New Year's Eve wedding celebration. Not to mention it was 8 in the morning, and I hadn't gotten any sleep on either plane ride. "Fuck," I muttered under my breath, wishing I could wait until I'd gotten some rest to respond, but knowing ignoring him was out of the question. As the Invincibles' attorney of record, I had no choice but to answer when one of them called, urgent or not. While McTiernan didn't work for them, he was the director of the CIA as well as our primary contact there, which meant he counted. "What can I do for you?" I asked when Money picked up. "My sister needs help." She better be in lockup for him to send me a message saying it was urgent he speak with me after I'd just traveled all night. "What's going on?" "She's buying a bar not far from where you are. One, I told her not to, in fact. And evidently the owner tried to renegotiate the sale last night."
"And?"
"She shot him."
"Which bar?"
"The Long Branch."
Now I understood why Money told her not to buy it. As far as law-abiding citizens went, more of their customers weren't than were. The place was less than 15 minutes away on the outskirts of Austin, Texas, my hometown. It was owned by Bobby McIver, only brother of John, the sheriff of Hayes County. This ought to be fun. Real fun. "Let me call you when I get to my office. Should be about 30 minutes.
"Copy that. Thanks, Hammer."
"Yep." I ended the call, pulled the cigar case out of my breast pocket, and took out my stogie. I never smoked the thing. I used it more as a prop than anything. It was different back when I was with the Marine Raider Regiment. After a mission with them or force recon, I needed 4 fingers of bourbon and a couple of Cubans to settle me down. I studied the cigar that had seen better days. Once I got home later, I'd pull a new one out of the humidor. "Hey, Mac."
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"